Good morning. For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Thursday, June 26th, 2014. It's a partly cloudy day today with a chance of showers, a high near 87 degrees. Friday is mostly sunny, and the weekend looks very good with temperatures in the low 80s. It's a major win for privacy rights in the digital age. A unanimous Supreme Court ruled on Wednesday that police may not search cell phones of people they arrest without getting search warrants.
This is a landmark decision about bringing privacy into the 21st century.
Professor David Cole is with Georgetown University Law School.
The reality is that the modern world, the digital age, means that almost everything we do creates a digital trace.
Chief Justice John Roberts, writing for the court, said the vast amount of data contained on modern cell phones must be protected from routine inspection. The old rules, Roberts said, cannot be applied to modern cell phones. They are now such a pervasive and insistent part of daily life that the proverbial visitor from Mars might conclude they were an important feature of human anatomy. A Catholic bishop whose Texas diocese is receiving many of the children entering the U.S. illegally says most of them are fleeing violence in Central America.
I've witnessed the human consequences of the violence they have endured.
El Paso Bishop Mark Seitz testified on Wednesday at a hearing of the House Judiciary Committee.
The current challenge we are facing is driven primarily by factors in Central America and Mexico. Most specifically, the rise of violence against children fomented by organized criminal networks, including drug cartels. They act with impunity, threatening families and coercing children and youth to join their membership or face violence and even death. There are more young children arriving. Many with who are young girls, 13 or younger.
Chairman Bob Goodlatte blamed the flood of children crossing the border on the Obama administration's lax enforcement of immigration laws. But Seitz said families he visited in Central America told them they were terrified of drug gangs seeking to forcibly recruit their children. He spoke with a mom in El Salvador who told him this.
I would rather my child die on the journey seeking safety in the United States.
Seitz said church officials have tried to discourage families from sending their children to the U.S. for refuge, citing the dangers. But he said the U.S. has a moral responsibility to shelter and care for those who make it. And he said religious groups should be allowed to provide additional help. Former NFL tight end Ben Utech says he fears where his history of brain injuries will leave him in the future. In testimony on Wednesday during a Senate hearing, Utech said he started experiencing memory loss at age 29 after a football career left him with 5 documented concussions and innumerable dings to the head. Now 32 years old, Utech talks about his 5th concussion.
For the first time in my life, My brain became a priority. And the reason why it became a priority is because at 29 years old, I started to have memory problems. And it took losing my mind to care about my mind. My memories began to fade away. In fact, one story I've shared is going home to Minneapolis and spending time with friends of ours, my wife and I, sitting around a table, and my friend brought up his wedding, and I said, well, why wasn't I able to be there? And I got the strangest look from him. And the table got quiet, and his wife brought over their photo album from their wedding, and page after page, there I was as a groomsman in his wedding. And I sang a song in his wedding, and I have no memory of that experience. It's completely gone.
Utech's testimony before the Senate Special Committee on Aging came as brain injuries in sports, particularly contact sports like football, remain a concern for players and families. More evidence suggests a link between head injuries and neurodegenerative diseases. Utech was on the Indianapolis Colts championship team in 2007 and retired with the Cincinnati Bengals after a concussion in 2009. The IDC, the independent breakaway Democrats, are coming back into the fold. New York Senator Jeff Klein, the leader of the four-member independent Democratic Conference, said his faction will form a new majority with traditional Democrats after the fall elections. As Democrats, he said, the IDC remains committed to the fight for an equal education for all New York students, which the DREAM Act would provide, protecting a woman's right to choose, increasing workers' wages, and enacting meaningful campaign finance reform. The Bronx lawmaker said he agrees with Governor Cuomo that these are progressive priorities which must pass. Klein's faction came under increasing pressure from mainline Democrats who accused it of empowering Republicans at the expense of liberal priorities. Last month, Cuomo promised to work to return control of the Senate to Democrats in exchange for the endorsement of the Liberal Working Families Party. Since then, Cuomo and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio have been in talks with the independent Democrats to end their self-imposed exile or risk primary election challenges from other Democrats. And a city council vote is expected today for a proposal to establish city ID cards. It's a move aimed at helping immigrants in the country illegally who can't get other ID. The card will be issued to anyone who can establish their identity and city residency. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.